Hi, and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be reviewing, in brief, the voice of a very popular actor, quizmaster, and comedian. That is Stephen Fry.
How dare you create a world in which there is such misery that is not our fault?
Stephen Fry is one of the most, one of the more popularly requested voices here on this channel. And it's taken me a while to get to him because I've had such a list of others and I've got such a massive list of voices to get through. But still keep them coming, because when I get names that pop up more than once, they kind of go to the top of the list, if you like. So if there's someone that you really want to hear, just put their name forward again and, maybe that'll bump up, one name to the top of the list. Anyway, Stephen Fry, let's take a little listen to his voice.
How dare you create a world in which there is such misery that is not our fault? It's not right. It's utterly, utterly evil. Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain?
Now, Stephen Fry is a very interesting voice. He's got a very resonant, he's got a big frame, and you can see that from his, nose, there's clearly been some damage there, and maybe that's affected the way he sounds. But his accent itself would be considered RP, so it's received pronunciation. That's like a common sort of like language between, scholars and the upper classes in the English language. But he's one of those people, even though it's quite heightened and very kind of clipped and very proper, he doesn't come across as, trying to be above everyone. He's still very down to earth with it. And that's what I think is so lovable about Stephen Fry and why he's so popular, because not only does he articulate himself very well and he's also a great mind, but he's also just got this warmth and charm which comes through in the way he presents himself. And I think partly that is because of his resonance and because of literally the warm tones that he uses in his voice. So let's have a little bit more of a listen.
Now, if I died and it was Pluto, Hades, and if it was the 12 Greek gods, then I would have more truck with it, because the Greeks they didn't pretend not to be human in their appetites and in their capriciousness and in their unreasonableness. They didn't present themselves as being all-seeing, all-wise, all-kind, all-beneficent.
And we can see from looking at him as well that he's got a very small mouth, and he's got a chin that's just quite big. So he's got the shape of here, there's space in his mouth and there's space at the back, but it's small at the front. So he's able to articulate quite precisely, yet still add this warmth in because it's open and it's a big chasm at the back. And he's also kind of a big man. I've met him once and he's actually very big, and like he's larger than life in person. And so this, this kind of size of him does help with this sound. It's not uncommon for example, people with bigger voices to be bigger people, because they just have bigger spaces in which voice and sound resonates, and that's how they end up sounding bigger. But he is gentle with it as well. So because of this small articulation and maybe the way he delivers himself very consciously and articulately, that he's able to contain this big voice, and it's not booming like Brian Blessed.
Gordon's alive!
But it's still big, warm, rich, and comforting to listen to.
So, atheism isn't not just about not believing there's a God, but on the assumption that there is one, what kind of God is he? It's perfectly apparent.
And one of the things about speaking with an RP accent is that words are articulated. He finishes sentences, and that's very important, because getting his message across, and he's someone who's listened to as a great mind, I'm not sure if you've ever seen QI or wherever you've watched him from, because obviously he started off as a comedian, but he's always spoke this well, and I believe that finishing sentences and finishing words so others can get the full picture and nothing's missed and there's no real kind of nothing's really over-accented, so it can be clear. It's very important to him, and it's very important for us to be able to trust that he knows what he's saying, because he's so articulate with the way he pronounces it. And so his pronunciation really is a direct influence of the fact that he has something to say, and he doesn't want to be confused, and he doesn't want anything to go awry or be missing from his from expressing himself. Now, I'm one that says that people should really keep their accent, and as you can hear, I have an accent myself. But I have no problem with that. I have no issue with that. That's who I am. And of course, the way he's been brought up and the way he's been taught to speak has been more towards this accent. And so it doesn't matter that he speaks so articulately. It doesn't make him a better person. But it's just worth noticing that if that's what you want, if you want to be articulate to everyone, then this will really help, and that is the articulation of the end, articulating the end of sentences and words. And that's something we can really take from him, because he does mumble some of the words, yet because he ends them so, you know, precisely, we still understand what he's saying. Even though he's RP and, you know, there's this lot of air placement forward in the mouth, he does, you know, he's got this nasality, and I wonder if it's because of the accident he had years ago where his nose has been, you know, broken. And if that somehow changes the way the sound he's making and the way that the zone of his voice is kind of apparent when we listen to it. There's a kind of slight nasality. But it's almost like there's... it sounds a little bit like his nose is blocked. And maybe, you know, just because the shape of it has changed, that's just made that happen. But again, it's just part of how he sounds, and that's part of who he is. And we accept him for that. But you can, his nose does work, though, because you can hear him breathing through it a few times. He does top up, and that's a bit of a bad habit, actually, especially as someone who's, you know, been an actor as long as he has. I don't think he trained as an actor, but he certainly became one, you know, when he was, I think when he was at university. But this topping up with air is not really healthy. It's drying his nose out and...
acceptable. So, you know...
It doesn't sound very nice, does it?
So, you know...
Yeah, he's snatching. That's the word for it. He's snatching air, and almost like a singer. Some singers, I mean, I do it, but I try to do it with my mouth. Like that, you can hear the air dropping in, and I shouldn't really do that. What I should do is make it silent. But sometimes when you're passionate and you're in the moment, that happens. There's a guy actually called Patrick Bet-David from the channel Valuetainment. He tops up with his nose as well. He snatches air like that. And occasionally I do it, and so who else does it? There's a YouTuber, Damien Keyes, he also does that. I might get to some of those, but as you can hear, I'm kind of doing it, and I'm really conscious of it myself now. Until I become more conscious of it and stop doing that. So here's two things we can take away from Stephen Fry. One, snatching air through your nose doesn't sound very nice, and I think it's a little bit harsh, and it's the only thing about his voice I feel that actually lets him down, is the fact that he tops up so quickly and abruptly and with that harsh noise. But when he's using his voice, when he's speaking, he's articulating clearly, precisely, and ending sentences and words. So no matter what, if he did have an accent, you'd still be clear. No matter where you're from, finish your sentence. Keep on voice to the end of your words, and you will be much better understood. You may or may not have a big chasm, a big instrument like him, but you can still develop space through yawning and stretching and lengthening and working your posture. So then you can produce a bigger sound and a warmer, richer tones, if that's what you want. So that has been my brief review on Stephen Fry. He's a wonderful voice, a lovely man. And thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And until the next time, look after your voice.